This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
Life sustains itself by cell division. So does cancer. Breast cancer cells multiply faster because of CDK4/6 proteins. But what if we could block those proteins and stop runaway cell division? To that end, Dana-Farber scientists laid the foundation for CDK4/6 inhibitors, new drugs that are increasing the survival rate for many advanced breast cancers. Dana-Farber's momentum of discovery keeps finding new ways to outmaneuver cancer. Learn more at danafarber.org/everywhere.
Things aren't so yeezy at Adidas. Live from the BBC World Service, this is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Leanna Byrne. Good morning. First of all, let's get a little bit of this. Don't be messing with investors about unsold Yeezy stock. That's the message from this morning's slide in Adidas' share price. The German company today announced it's going to slash dividends and shake up its management. But the big unanswered question is, what will happen to the millions of dollars worth of remaining Yeezy gear left over from its former partnership with Ye? I've got Russ Mould with me, investment director at AJ Bell. Russ, shares at Adidas are down by more than 2% this morning. What do investors not like from what's been announced?
Yeah, and given what they've said, it could be an awful lot worse, but the shares are already at a six-year low because of the bad news that's come out of the company over the past 12 months. They've had pulled out of Russia, they've been hit by the lockdowns in China, they've had supply chain problems, but the real big issue that's dogging them now is what to do with these Yeezy sneakers, which they built in a collaboration with Kanye West or Ye. They've now fallen out with him and split with him over the anti-Semitic comments he made last year, and they're wondering, what on earth do they do with $420 million worth of shoes that nobody wants to buy?
So that is the big question, and is that what investors, they're waiting for an answer for this?
They are, and the company's trying to quantify the hit. I mean, it's already, it's today disclosed that there was a drop in net profits for 2022. It's cutting its dividend by more than half last year in response to the downturn in trading for a broad range of reasons, this one specific product problem. It is changing its global head of sales. It's changing its global head of brands. It's already changed its chief executive. It's costing them $17 million to get rid of him. And what investors are really wondering is, you know, how bad can things get?
And why hasn't Adidas written off all that unsold Yeezy stock? Because the partnership is over.
It is. I mean, and also hope isn't a strategy, but I suppose they're hoping that perhaps they can do something with them. There's been talk that they can repurpose them or refashion them in some ways, but I think, or maybe that, you know, there is a defrosting relations, but I think that one is over. And I think ultimately they're probably just putting off the inevitable at the moment.
Russ Mould, investment director at AJ Bell. Thanks for joining us on Marketplace.
Thank you.
Now, let's do the numbers.
Global stock markets are struggling today after Fed Chair Jerome Powell indicated he's ready to keep putting up Fed rates. Germany's economic data painted a mixed picture. Output rose by 3.5%, but retail sales declined by 0.3%. And shares in the debt-laden French supermarket chain Casino shares fell there by 5%. That was after it said it was exploring a $600 million sale of part of its stake in Brazilian wholesaler Assaí in order to accelerate its deleveraging.
The UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres is in Kyiv for talks with President Zelensky about how to extend a deal secured with Russia last year that allows the export of Ukrainian grain via three Black Sea ports. Russia has signalled it wants more support for its own agricultural exports. The BBC's James Landale is in Kyiv.
Part of that deal with Russia was to say, yes, Russia would open up some of those ports on Ukraine's southern coast. But at the same time, there was a separate 3-year plan for the United Nations to encourage greater access for Russian fertilizer and grains onto the world markets. And it's that area that Russia is complaining about, saying not enough has been done. Only the Ukrainian side of the deal has been upheld. And so that's why they have suggested that potentially there might be what they call obstacles to signing off on the renewal of this grain deal at the end of next week.
The BBC's James Landale reporting for us in Kyiv.
It is International Women's Day. And to celebrate, I've been speaking to three women in three different industries who are flying, literally, in one case, at the heights of their careers. First, let's hear from one of the founders of a fintech startup in Finland who's a big advocate for the co-CEO model.
My name is Monika Liikamaa. I'm the co-founder and co-CEO of Enfuse. All the decisions are made together, which means that our decisions are actually faster and more qualitative than we would if one of us would be just the CEO. When there's two of us, we can get double work done. And what it does is that you're never alone. It's also a way to secure that the company is all the time fully operative. So if and when there is a need for whatever reason to focus on something else for a certain period of time, then it's easy to do it and you won't disrupt the whole governance of the company.
Now to Nigeria, where Sandra Agabor is the country's first female mechanic.
They prefer the female mechanic to the male mechanic because they trust us. Why? Because we pay attention to little details. But what we're able to do was to put a little bit of margin according to the market price as well and explain to your clients that, you know what, this has changed. Bring it to their notice and they understand and you are communicating right with your clients.
And finally to India, which has twice as many female airline pilots than the global average. One of those is Captain Zoya Agrawal, who flies for Air India.
Hey, good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is your captain speaking from the flight deck once again.
When I joined, I was really young and people told me, we're not used to seeing some girl, you know, with makeup on or dressed up like that. I told them, get used to it. There is this absence of role models in the society, I feel. Like I should do every single bit of whatever I can do to impact someone's life. I proved my mettle, even though I had to work twice as hard. My airplane seat, it does not know whether it's a man or a woman flying it.
There you have it. Three women leading the way and hoping to inspire the next generation of entrepreneurs, mechanics and pilots. And that's it from the Marketplace Morning Report from the BBC World Service. I'm Leanne Byrne. Thanks for listening and happy International Women's Day.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.